As a gymnast, Allie Raisman sets herself apart with her power moves. Here she is at the 2012 American Cup, which was broadcast on NBC.
Unreal.
And she's capable of some unbelievable tumbling passes that I'm sure before she's performed this one, most people in the world would have said that this pass is not possible.
Raisman runs into a series of aerial somersaults that ends with a punch layout, which means she flips over, fully extended, like she's a pancake being flipped. It's almost like she's floating. If she nails the move at the Olympic trials at the end of June, she'll have a very good chance of taking one of the five spots on the U.S. gymnastics team.
I'm excited and I'm anxious and I'm just kind of ready for it to happen. I feel like I've been waiting my whole life for it, so I just kind of want it to come now.
Her mother, Lynn Raisman, says as the oldest of four children, Allie has drive and determination in everything she does.
She's very self-motivated. I mean, gymnastics has really taken a priority in her life for a really long time, and that comes from her, because if it didn't, I think she would have quit a long time ago.
Raisman was only two in 1996 when the U.S. women's gymnastics team last took the gold. When Raisman set her sights on the Olympics, her mother found the old VCR tape of the golden team and gave it to her.
I used to watch the 96 Olympics over and over again, just in my room. I would replay it like day after day after day, and I was literally obsessed with it. I could memorize all the scores and tell you like who was going next and all that stuff, and I was so inspired by it.
Even though she's been tumbling since she was 2 years old, last year Raisman quit Needham High School to devote herself full-time to gymnastics. She's completing her senior year online. Most days, she spends 7 hours at the gym. She says the key to tumbling is conditioning and not just weightlifting.
Actually, I have to climb the rope without legs with 10-pound weights on, so it's very, very hard.
That's why your upper body looks so strong.
Yeah, I'm really strong. I mean, I look really strong, definitely compared to, like, normal girls, but, I'm proud of it, I guess, because it's a lot of hard work to get that, and it doesn't just come overnight.
Raisman is an all-around gymnast, which means she competes on the floor, the parallel bars, the vault, and the balance beam. She's working in the same gym and with the same coach Alicia Sacramone uses. Sacramone, who's 25, is from Winchester. In the 2008 Olympics, she won a team silver medal. Raisman says they're friends and see each other every day at the gym.
I guess people think that we have very similar gymnastic styles. It's really an honor to be compared to her because she's such a great gymnast and she's had so many amazing experiences and has accomplished so much in gymnastics. And also people think that we look alike. They get us mixed up all the time.
But these Massachusetts friends will be in competition for spots on the U.S. Olympic team.
Okay, but the takeoff, where is the takeoff?
At Brestian's American Gymnastics Club in Burlington, Raisman practices her dismount from the balance beam. Coach Mihai Brestian stands a good distance away, quietly giving pointers.
Okay, this was a good one. Okay, stay with this one. That's it.
Brestian, who's Romanian, says Raisman is Olympic caliber because she's self-critical.
You know, to be successful, you cannot be all the time pleased with yourself. You need to be critical, because if on the day you think, oh, I am good enough, tomorrow it's somebody else better than you.
Raisman doesn't want anyone to be better than her. She wants a gold medal. But like any teenager, she's not entirely focused on the gold. She's also thinking about prom.
My prom dress is brown, and it's really different because most people don't wear brown to prom, but I'm excited.
Allie Raisman says she wants to eventually go to college and study fashion, but right now she's focused on sticking a spot on the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team.
So I'm really excited to wear it, and a lot of people are going with the simple look this year.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.